It is Wednesday, August 20, 2014, and this is the TDN Radio Network News. In today's news headlines, a former West Indies cricketer will reappear in court on September 15, charged with incest. Lawyers representing the jailed Jamaican singer Buju Banton say the U.S. Appeals Court has granted their request to present oral arguments regarding his efforts to obtain a new trial. And four people were killed when a twin Indian Cessna plane crashed as it approached Freeport on the island of the Grand Bahama on Monday, police have confirmed. Stay tuned for the details of the news. Thank you for staying with us. I'm your presenter, Thompson Fontaine. A former West Indies cricketer will reappear in court on September 15 after he was granted TT $300,000 bail on a charge of incest. The Trinidad Guardian reports that the 38-year-old appeared before magistrate Siun Mugel Ramzaran, charged with the offense allegedly committed against his 12-year-old daughter on July 8. The former cricketer cannot be identified because it could reveal the identity of the alleged victim in contravention of the Trinidad and Tobago Sexual Offences Act. The accused, who also represented Trinidad and Tobago, was arrested at his home last Friday and appeared before Magistrate Simongal Ramsaran on Monday, where the indictable charge was read out. He was not required to enter a plea. According to The Guardian, the Trinidad police reported the man's daughter told her mother she was at a home with her father when he forced himself on her. The prosecution had objected to bail on the grounds that the accused was a flight risk, and the magistrate ordered that his passport be seized as a condition for bail. Lawyers representing the jailed Jamaican singer Buju Banton say the U.S. Appeals Court has granted their request to present oral arguments regarding his efforts to obtain a new trial. Banton, whose real name is Mark Myrie, is serving a 10-year sentence on drug-related charges after he was arrested at his South Florida home in December 2009 and charged with conspiracy to distribute 5 or more kilograms of cocaine. His arrest followed a sting operation at the Drug Enforcement Agency-controlled warehouse in Tampa, which also resulted in the arrest of James Mack and Ian Thomas, who were attempting to purchase cocaine from undercover agents. After two trials, he was sentenced in the Tampa, Florida court. Banton has maintained his innocence and says he was entrapped by the United States government, and the lawyers arguing that the client was entrapped by a paid informant and that there is clear evidence of juror misconduct. Lead attorney Charles Ogletree said the court's decision to allow oral arguments is a positive step towards justice and the freedom for the Grammy Award singer. However, no date has yet been set for the lawyers to appear before the appeals court. Four people were killed when a twin-engine Cessna plane crashed as it approached Freeport on the island of Grand Bahama on Monday, police have confirmed. They have not released the identity or nationalities of the four men on the Cessna 340 that had taken off from Florida, pending notification of the families. Assistant Commissioner of the Royal Bahamas Police Force, Emrick Seymour, said the plane crashed into an area of shallow water and mangrove during low tide. The U.S. Coast Guard and local volunteers participated in the search, and the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board is assisting the Bahamas with the investigation. Barbados, faced with an upsurge in gun-related crimes, has stepped up surveillance and vigilance at ports of entry, Home Affairs Minister Adriel Bradford has said. He also said that the new initiative is based on intelligence and that he has already convened a meeting with Acting Commissioner of Police Tyrone Griffith and Acting Deputy Commissioner of Police Seymour Cumberbatch on the issue. One of the things we are going to do is to get officials from the Customs Department to come and sit down with us, because guns are coming in through our ports of entry. We have to be more vigilant, even at the post office, he said. Bafred also indicated that the vigilance would also extend to those engaged in the fishing industry. A government statement announcing the new crime initiative gave no details as to the number of gun-related crimes in Barbados. A United States court has granted a subpoena to the Integrity Commission, allowing it to request information from the internet search engine Google as part of its investigation into the alleged Emailgate scandal in Trinidad and Tobago. Justice William H. Orrick of the Northern District of California Court on August 14 granted the application for subpoena seeking information for the email accounts anan@gmail.com, kamalabp1@gmail.com, which the commission said was relevant to a criminal investigation into possible governmental corruption. Opposition leader Dr. Keith Rowley on May 2013 told Parliament he had received 31 emails purporting to show correspondence between Prime Minister Prasad Biswaso, Attorney General Anan Ramlogan, Local Government and Works Minister Suraj Rambakan, and then Security Advisor Gary Griffith in a sinister move to undermine the judiciary, the Office of the Director of Public Prosecution, and the media. And this has been your TDN Radio News for today, Wednesday. As always, we encourage you to join us online for this and other news events taking place across the globe. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the TDN Radio Network News.